makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Republic of Texas Radio, Sunday, July 5th, 2020. It's been 5 years, I believe, right? And that's my belief. It might be, well, real. It might be not real, but started the show. God, we've been on the air 5 years. I believe it was 2015 on July the 5th. I was sitting out in the middle of a goat pasture because I was, doing the 4th of July thing with relatives at the time. And, no reception in the house. So I sat out in front of my car, on a couple cell phones, trying to keep it going. And we've made it 5 years since then. It's been insane. It's been pretty crazy, watching all the stuff go on for 5 years and how different it was then. I started talking about how much, my first show, and I won't get too much into this, but it's kind of relevant, right? The fact is, the first show that we did here on Republic Broadcasting on July 5th, 2015, I talked about what independence meant, the 4th of July, right? What it meant to me and how hollow it was sounding every year, and how Texas independence feels a lot more interesting. It really hasn't moved along, but maybe it has. The United States, the corporate United States of America, has moved so far away from freedom and liberty. We're now undergoing lockdowns, forced mandates, and things like that. And I have an apology to all y'all out there and occupied wherever the heck in America where you're being told, put on a mask and you're a dick and, stay in your house because you stink. Right? Well, they're saying other things, right? It's for the children. But we have some things that we need to cover, and I'll bring Alan on. Yeah, let's just bring Alan on right now, and then we'll start bouncing down the rabbit trail and see where, what was her name? Alice? Yeah, we'll see where Alice is going today. Hey, Alan, are you there? Can you hear me?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, world. Yeah, I wonder, is Jefferson Starship going to have to change the name of that song to Pigmentally Challenged Rabbit?
That's Airplane. Oh, you just offended me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in outer space, okay. Not on Earth anymore.
You need to repent. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, it was a crazy, crazy week. Hey, Alan, why don't you give me an update on the books? Oh, by the way, I do have another address for you. I'll get it to you during break or something like that.
Those are gone.
Those are all gone. I understand. Yep. That was for They Own It All, including you, by means of toxic currency. This book is out of print, but you sent out the book this week, which is a dang great story in itself. You mailed them, right?
Yeah. It was I guess you drugged me into Steve's adventures in postal land.
Yeah, the postal world. Well, here's the thing, folks. We were mailing out. Well, Alan was giving away a bunch of books, and he's like, "Well, I'm going to have any problems with the post office because there's reality, and then there's this surreal madness that's happening on our streets of." Well, the governor deciding that he has the ability to tell you that you have to wear a mask and it started with our city, right? You know, our city council said, hey, we can boss you around, put on a mask. It's all for the children. And so I was all, going to have any problems. Well, I guess you bumped into, you didn't bump into anybody. Well, but there was a jerk. I don't know what words to use. It's radio. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know what I was named. I would name this thing a little Poppin' Jay Puffed Up Toad. I don't know.
Puffed Up Toad.
Yeah, when I was going into the post office last Monday to mail off some of these books, I went in to get my, you know, I was going to go in and get the little envelopes so I could stick them in there and mail them off. And just as I was getting to the front door of the post office, this little guy in front of me, his hat blows off, and he turns around and picks his hat up, and by that time I'm less than 6 feet from him. You know, I'm reaching for the door to go in. He's kind of off to the side a little bit, and he looks up at me, and he starts pointing at his face. And I looked him right in the eye, and I said, yes, that is a very nice mask. I like that. And I started to push the door open and go inside, and he goes, you must wear a mask. He had like an Australian accent or something. You must wear a mask. I looked at him and I said, screw you. I've got a medical background, and honestly, you look like a jackass. And so I pushed the door open and went into the lobby of the post office. And he comes scuttling in behind me and almost gets in my way for going through the second door, but not quite. And he gets in kind of a little bit in front of me, and he throws his hands on his hips, and he goes, it's my life. You know, it's my life is what he almost yelled it. And I looked at him again, and I said, well, why aren't you at home then, cowering in a corner in a puddle of piss? And I pushed the door open, and I walked on in, and it was pretty funny. There was a couple of people that didn't have masks. There was about half the people in there didn't have masks on, and a couple of them that were kind of close to the door heard a little exchange, and they kind of looked at me and nodded and laughed. But, it's just... what's moved in here? It's kind of like where I entered my Pledge of Allegiance last week, you know, with liberalism and just me for me. That's basically what this little Poppin' Jay Toad, I guess the most sane thing on a Sunday morning I can call him.
Yeah, it's interesting the way you say and me for me. I had an experience about the same time. I don't remember if it was the same day or what. But it's been a shock to my system, right? You know, we've been talking about masks and whatnot and having to wear something that you don't believe has any bearing on, well, helping anything, right? You know, tie a bow in my hair and I'll get the same kind of results as putting on a mask, right? You know, that's another story, right? You know, we go down to... But they go, but just in case, isn't it better if you just comply, right? Because maybe they're right and you're wrong. There's a lot of experts that say it's going to kill you, man. It's going to kill you. And I'm like, well, no, I'm sorry. Been doing the calculations since January, still trying to get past the CDC lies, the numbers aren't real. Don't see any dead people. But it's everywhere, Alan. It's on your shoe. It's on your, and these things called
super
spreaders.
But that Anthony Fauci looks like such a trustworthy guy. I mean, I would trust him with anything I have. Man, that guy's a freaky looking little scary dude. If you ask me, I wouldn't even want to be anywhere around him. I'd cross the street. You know, if he was coming down the sidewalk at me, I'd cross the street if I saw him coming at me.
Yeah, this is the what is the name of the Hearst syndrome? No, Patty Hearst, where the captives are loving on their enslavers. The people the Hearst something or other.
You just blank me out.
Okay, yeah, that's the confusion. But it, you know, the tempers are high, and they're high in me, and they're high in everybody else. And I was forced to go into a store. I wasn't forced to go into the store. I had to go get something, right? You know, it's driving people out of the stores. It's doing all sorts of things. But I went into a store, And I had a mask on, right? And I'm sitting here running my mask on my chin because, well, I think it's pretty damn stupid. And I, you know, it's just really not fun rebreathing your own air. And I'm not going to go out mask shopping, go to Masks R Us and try to find the right mask that fits me. Don't know if I'm going to wear a mask again, right? But we'll see, you know, who the hell knows? Because you got to choose whether you go with that or not. But when I was in the store, I was trying to leave, and this one lady was stopped. You know how there's a flow of traffic, and then they head towards the door. For some reason, she had gotten sideways with her shopping cart, and her back was up to the wall, and her shopping cart was out in front of the entire path of everybody that was trying to leave. And so everybody was backing up, and it was a bunch of dumbasses, you know, stopping instead of going around this person that was blocking traffic. They're just stopping there. And so I'm going, yeah, y'all are idiots. I know that. Okay, I'm going to go around you. And so I go around her, and she's an older lady, right, way too heavy. And she had a bandana mask thingy on, and she looks at me and she goes, excuse you. And I, you know, I've been telling you guys I'm kind of like on the edge, right? I want to feel like my seams have been pushed. And I've calmed down quite a bit this week, right? I managed to drop my vibration, if that's how you say it. And but I'm like, excuse me? And I looked at her, and there's this wall of people that's being blocked by her. And I says, excuse me? Ha, well, that's cute. Let's examine that. And so I start talking to her about how she's blocking all these people, and all these people are looking at me like I'm the devil for telling her to not block them. And I'm going, okay, now I'm wrong, right? Because I told you, move and stop blocking. I went to, you know, it's like, wow, where is their head? But, you know, talking a little bit about this before, that lady could have been suffering from a lack of oxygen because of the dang mask and, you know, passed out there almost dying. I wouldn't know. We wouldn't know. Everybody's got masks on. And that's where my apology wanted to go out today, to those poor folks that have been wearing masks or trying to fight the people that are wearing masks for, what, the last couple months? I don't know what you guys have been doing. We have been, well, blessed, right? We haven't been in lockdown, right? People think they're in lockdown because we do a lot of play acting here in Fredericksburg. But it came home last week, and all of a sudden we're talking about this kind of nonsense like, oh, we're going to have a 4th of July parade, but it's going to be a reverse parade. We're going to park the floats, and we'll all circle the dang parade in our cars and trucks. And like, oh, God, we'll be the laughing stock. We can't do that, even though the morons want you to do it. You know, and they're like, well, we had something new. Here, let's stick candles up our... Oh, no, sorry, that's not good for radio. Oh, well, Alan.
Yeah, I don't know, Steve. Supposedly there's what, like if you're not wearing a mask, it's what, like a $250 fine or something like that? I don't know. All I know is that I think it was the same day I went into the grocery store, and supposedly the ban was already on. You know, you're banned if you're healthy. You can't be out in public amongst the rest of the sick, well, I guess maybe mind sick people. But, mm-hmm. But you know, as I was prepared, you know, if I had to go back out, I had my gas mask in my truck, you know, with Live in Fear written across it and all that stuff. But as I was going in, you know, there's a little girl sitting at the front at the doors there at the entranceway, and she had a big bag of masks, and she goes, "Would you like a mask?" I said, "No, thank you," and just walked right on in with my cart, you know. And I was going through the store, you know, I was in there for 30, 45 minutes or so. Probably, you know, minimum 300 people in there. I mean, it's the only place in town to shop. And so you couldn't keep a 6-foot distance if you had to. I was looking around, and out of all those people, I'm the only one that I saw that was not wearing a mask. No one said anything to me. No one looked at me in fear. I got up to the checkout counter, sat there and talked to the little guy checking me out and everything. No one said, wear a mask or you're going to jail or something like that. I just did my thing and walked right on out. I don't know. I guess it kind of felt weird not being the only one that's not a lemming. I don't know.
Yeah, it did. You know, the first day I actually went through this mandated mask nonsense here in Fredericksburg, because it happened locally first. Our local city council got together and said, we're afraid, put on a mask. And you have till July 6th to put in procedures in which gave them grace to figure out, the moment you tell somebody, you know, we've been dividing the lines since the COVID in strange ways, right? The super maskies, right, which want you to do the mask entire. You can't come in. We're what's called mask Nazis. And maybe the Nazi term isn't the right term, but we'll figure it out.
And then, well, you know, Steve, I'd stop by the tire store and get a couple of tires on my truck. And I know the guy over here, you know, 7 Day Tire, you know, Krause Cup family runs it. And I walked in and I said, well, and Pat, I noticed y'all aren't wearing masks. And he said, no. He said, I am supposedly kind of susceptible to this kind of stuff. He said, but no one we know is sick. No one we've, you know, come in contact knows anyone who's sick. And he said, but, you know, we've been getting these guidelines, you know, because we're a business that, you know, we're open to the public. We've been getting these guidelines. And one of them said, you know, that, if you had a customer come in that refused to wear a mask, you were supposed to call the police, and they would come down and pick them up. I looked at him. I said, you've got to be kidding me. In Fredericksburg, Texas, he said, yeah, I wonder if the local guys are going to do that or not.
Well, let's go on to that then. That's interesting that you say that. Fredericksburg has two different law enforcement agencies, one being the police department for the corporate city of Fredericksburg, Texas, and they walk around and they're running. And then we got the sheriff of Gillespie County. Oh, his name's Buddy Mills, right? Buddy Mills is a longtime Fed. He, you know, was a game warden before that. He loves administratum. He's a copper, right? You know, I'm going to arrest him, bang, bang, and I don't know, whatever. He's Buddy Mills. But this came out yesterday, and it was released. And you know what, guys? We've got to get grips on how we communicate with each other, because there should be no reason in the world that the Gillespie County Sheriff, that your sheriff should communicate to you, and you have to hear it from Facebook. So he tweeted on Facebook, or somebody tweeted, because it sure left the sheriff's name out of the article. It says the Gillespie County Sheriff said his office will not be enforcing the governor's mask mandate. They posted this message on their Facebook page. Now, this is from News 4 San Antonio. And so it's a reporting on somebody that posted on Facebook by the name of the sheriff of Gillespie County. No names are mentioned within the article. The order includes specific language prohibiting the law enforcement's use of detention, arrest, confinement, to enforce this order. This language also strips law enforcement of any fundamental tools necessary to enforce the compliance of the law. Well, I guess the deal is, folks, that's the break. No, Gillespie County won't be mandating, won't be hauling people off, stopping people, but we'll continue. Republic of Texas Radio, give me a few seconds, we'll be the break. Right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Republic of Texas Radio, short segment coming up. We were just talking about the law enforcement here in Texas, in particular Gillespie County. We went into mask-a-thon or whatever you want to call it last week after the Fredericksburg City Council decided that they were going to try to force everybody to wear masks everywhere. And so we went, oh, okay. And then roly-poly, there's this guy, he thinks he's in charge of everybody in Texas, Greg Abbott. Yeah, you might know him as Old Ironside, you know, or Governor Abbott, sir, yes, sir. He went on to say, oh my God, wear a mask, wear a mask. And you know, he did it on a Thursday, and my dad would have just like been happier than clams, you know, at his timing, because he comes out at a press conference and goes, wear a mask, you have to wear a mask. Right. And it was Thursday, and then the office was shut down on Friday. So nobody could call and complain, because I tried to call and complain, and I know it's futile, but it's still always fun to call and complain and say, no, I don't like that. And roly-poly, get off your watch. Whatever. Go away. But the Gillespie County Sheriff, after looking that over, even Buddy Mills, our federalist sheriff, right? He never, I don't know, I think he'd take away all your rights. Personally, I don't think that he really cares.
Well, he'd be giggling while he did it.
Problem. Yeah. Well, he points to, and I won't bore y'all, but you can go take a look at it, you know, yourself on the net. We do have a chat room, and I'll put that in there. I'm not always that good at doing the chat room. You know that. It's republicoftexas.chattango.com. And he basically says what he says, due to officer safety, right, because you can't have a mask because they might, you know, choke the cop and stuff like that using his own mask. And I can get that, right? He says, no, they're not going to be forced to. If they want to wear a mask, they can wear a mask. That's good. Because remember, folks, these aren't the first responders, the essential personnel that were driving around in their cars eating in, you know, restaurants without a mask, in groups of 10 or more, and without a mask. The entire time you were coronaing, right? You're locked in your house, and they're in, well, whatever, Schlitterbahn, or no, that's a amusement park, a Waffle House, right? And I've seen that, at least in one occasion here in Fredericksburg, Texas, where they piled up a whole bunch of cops when everybody was told they can't eat inside, but they can. Right. So there's the dual standard, and we'll see how that plays out as the Fredericksburg PD has to figure out whether they're going to impose fines of $250 a person for wearing a mask. And there might be an open-ended lawsuit just waiting to happen for forcing this. My first thing, Alan, on the mask run, I got in a flyer from Ken several weeks back. And it was a nice little flyer, and it says, my health condition requires that I don't, you know, wear a mask. And if you violate me, that's going against the ADA and the MPA and the RIAA and every music association there is. But I walked into a store. And they said, you need to wear a mask. I says, I can't. I have a pre-existing medical condition, and you can't discriminate, you know, because the ADA was going to kick your butt. And he says, go on. I go, okay. Wonder how many times I can use that one. You know, I'm sure they're already coming up with different ways of dealing with that. What do you think, Alex? You know, they're not going to like it.
No, and you know, supposedly, if they ask you, you know, what your condition is, or require you to tell them what your condition is, then supposedly, you know, that's more or less breaking the HIPAA laws, because you know that's supposed to all be private. So, yeah, I mean, will the law, which side will the law fall on in that? Who really knows? A lot of little interesting little mini dramas that will be happening around the nation, around the state, around our city, probably.
Yeah, and to the point of Monday morning, afternoon, a friend of the family came over and he told us, you know, he's a big Starbucks person. And he was telling me about going over to Starbucks. And he's like, I went over to Starbucks and I went to buy a coffee. And I stepped through the door and this lady just runs up to me in alarm and she's going, Sir, do you have a mask? And he said, yes, I have a mask. And she says, well, where is it? It's in the car. He says, well, can you go get it? And he says, yeah, I will. And he walked out of the Starbucks and got in his car and he drove away. Hang on, folks. Let's do the break. I'll tell you the back end of that story in a minute. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Got it.
Me to set my sails once we agree. Set us free.
All right.
Time to realize.
Warning, warning. Your COVID was caught with this other COVID's COVID. And so COVID is everywhere. So please run in the corner and piss yourself. No, I don't really want you to do that. That's what the government wants you to do. They want to contact track, contact trace, and you knew that. So, hey, we don't need to dwell on it, right? But we do need to talk about some of the funny things that are coming up. They're not that damn funny, actually, but it's a lot of emotion, right? You know, we had a couple have to pull guns on a woman back east because they were banging on the car, and of course they're in jail because they were being verbally assaulted by a black woman. And you really shouldn't pull a gun unless you're going to use it. You know, I get that point. But verbal assault is real. Racists are real, and a black person can be a racist. Let's just deal with that. And if you think that they can't, 1-800-313-9443. But I was talking about Starbucks before the break, telling you about a friend getting kicked out of Starbucks. Well, he didn't get kicked out. He just got shamed in Starbucks. And then, you know, for him, you know, it's like, well, oh my God, I love Starbucks. And Starbucks now treat me like nothing. He says, I'm not going back there. That just was horrible. That was horrible. I couldn't believe I felt awful. And I go, oh, yeah, well, okay, there you go. And then the next day I see a thing of a Midland, Texas coffee shop, the coffee maker right, which is the person that actually makes the coffee over at Starbucks. He's called the coffee maker.
Barista, Steve. It's a barista.
You can call him an onion if you want to, Alan. I'm the coffee maker. So, you know, quite honestly, I don't care. A spade's a spade, man. So he told this customer in Midland, right? Now, Midland, Texas is where it's one of the oil things, right? So there's going to have some guys that actually work for a living. And, well, this one took exception to the fact that he was being told to put on a mask. And he beat the crap out of the coffee maker, right? And the coffee maker called the cops, and the guy went to jail. And, you know, those tempers are flaring everywhere. It's just little tiny seepage, and you can watch it, you know, and it's coming from your family members, your friends. It's coming all from both sides. There are folks out there, and of course you know this, that have been dying just like, well, inside. They've been dying is the wrong word. They've been praying for you to wear a mask so they feel safer, or maybe so the Amazon rainforest grows bigger. They don't know why you should wear a mask. They just know, well, I'm safer if you wear a mask. I'm going like, well, if I wear open-toed shoes or closed-toed shoes, don't make a difference. Right, but that's okay. They can do whatever.
Hey, Steve, I've been wondering, where's like Greta Thunberg and all these greenies and everything, you know? Because these masks, most of them are made out of paper, which means that more forests are being destroyed, so that we can be safe from the COVID. But then that defeats the whole purpose of their green movement, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know where those Greta Thunbergs are, and they're coming around. You know, we've got 120 days of complete hell. I don't know how much of this I want to cover. I do have a whole bunch of stuff on the CDC and the masks, and, you know, do you really want to know about that? Do I really want to know about it? I know I'm living it right now, and it's annoying as hell. It's fun to watch. Sort of.
You know, Steve, there are bright points. You know, I've met people, and I've actually had several people, you know, when I would start talking about, you know, this thing's not real, you know, there might be something out there, but it's not what they're presenting it as. And, you know, I've had several people look at me and say, yeah, you know, what about, you know, flu death, you know, deaths from the regular flu? And I'd say, or heart attacks, or cancer, or emphysema. And they're like, yeah, it's like there's no people dying from that. Everyone that's dying seems like they're COVID. And I'm like, yeah, strange, ain't it? You know? So there are some people, even the ones that I really thought would never wake up, that are starting to notice this.
Yeah. You know, we have these conversations, we as being the people of the alternate media universe, about the end of the world as we know it, right? Tiatawaki, or Etawaki as it's more properly termed. Etawaki is when the world ends. And normally when we have these conversations, everybody's eyes roll and go, oh my God, this and that. But with the 2020s, you know, they've seen a possible the end of the world as they know it, right? And that has shown them what? That they weren't prepared to wipe their bottom side, that they didn't have any food on hand, right? That they were susceptible to airborne pathogens. Well, the pathogens never really flushed out, right? You know, the COVID isn't that killer, you know, faster than lightning, you know, jumping across the air with mighty ease and up to 30 feet away, Alan. I think, in some of the earlier reports, it could jump 30 to 60 feet, and it would survive 14 days in the cold without any water. You know, it had its own built-in backpack or something. I don't know. All sorts of stories. And everybody believes it, and everybody hates each other. And then, I guess everybody hated each other last year, too. Right, Alan? Because remember the God, what was it? The millennials were saying the COVID was the boomer remover. And so you're like, okay, so that's some pre-existing hate. And it's out there in spades right now with the millennial-style generation, the 29 back. And I hate to be generalizing that, you know, 29 to 22 years old they're not following it. You know, they're following the, oh, my God, I like that mask. I wonder if I can get one in orange, you know, and you're like, why are you wearing that? It's bad for you. What are you doing? Oh, well, I don't need to pay attention. And the CDC actually told me that it was going to be okay if I did this. And do you have that bucket of sand so I can put my head in it? And they'll just sit there and stick their bucket of sand, but they have their rectangle sticking right next to themselves in the sand so they can watch it and, well, chat with people.
And, but, Steve, whole new industries are being created, though, Steve. It's helping grow the economy. I mean, they've got the masks now where you can go in and have the lower part of your face photographed, and then they transfer that onto a mask. So when you put your mask on, it looks like you again. Or the one I still love, the clamshell eating mask, where you get your food on your fork, and then you reach up and you pinch this little clip up here, and the mask pops open in the middle, and you can shove your food in your pie hole and close the mask back down and chew in safety.
Yeah, and I know it leads to all sorts of questions. You know, we had this question several weeks back on the show, and we were talking about, well, businesses, right? What do you decide? Well, I guess you can't decide now. And that's kind of tough that the individual businesses are forced by the government, which, well, technically, if the government's bossing around the businesses, I'd probably call fascism, right? You know, you're being fascist, you know, but we've been fascist for a long time. And so when Antifa says we're anti-fascist, you go, okay, I can sort of get that, right? But you're communist. They're all, no, solidarity with hell. I mean, socialism and communism. And, you know, it's like, okay, so what's wrong with those? And you go, okay, that's another discussion. And you move on. But, yeah, so it's more fascist controls. And wow.
Yeah, and you know, but you know, that's what happens, Steve. When, you know, all these people that are complaining about, you know, their businesses being closed were the ones that were more than happy when they decided to start this business to go down there and apply for their business license. Once you're licensed, you're putting yourself under their control, and you pretty much have to do what they say so, because, well, we wanted to feel special, and we wanted to get the Lavender Growers of America you know, going, and we're government licensed, and now all their stores are licensed, and they're not independent anymore. I was thinking about this. I guess Chris rubs off on me. I was thinking about that word, independence. You break it down, and it puts you in dependence.
Right. Hmm. Like, huh, so it's your dependence day? You know, as we go back and we deal with things like the slave traders, the British East India Trading Company, you know, and we're all over here. And there you go. We also got the we the people problem of the, you know, the Constitution. Like the we the people is only the undersigned and the rest of you are slaves. Is that what it really meant? I don't know. You know, the wordsmith, the wordificators, the writing people, you know, put a bracket around it, means something different. Saw one of those the other day, and I'm like going, ah, that's the box rule or something like that. You put the word in the box on a piece of paper, and it's a separate document, so it's not legal or something like that. And it's all this wordsmith stuff. But anyways, the chat room's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. It's kind of lively. There's some interesting conversations going on there right now, one of which I really think is a fun conversation, Alan. And we haven't even gotten into this much together this year recently. And that's money.
Do tell.
Right? money. You know, they tell us right now that there is a run on coins. Do you know anything? Have you heard anything about the run on coins in the United States of America?
I've heard just bits and pieces about something about they're going to stop producing coins, and so people are starting to collect and hoard them. I've just heard bits and pieces. You go on and inform me.
Well, anyways, I don't know that I have much to inform you of, but just an observation. You know, so they say that, and they say that the purpose of this, the lack of currency, is to replace the U.S. dollar with a digital currency. So I've had two conversations about digital currencies, and I didn't start these conversations, folks. They just head that way. And I swear, I tried not to steer conversations in private world. You know, because it's much funner to find out where other people's are. And it's like, well, the dollar, you know, is overextended, okay? How many times have you told that story, right? For me, in the past 10 years, it's got to be in the hundreds or thousands. We don't have enough money or Federal Reserve notes to pay back the Federal Reserve notes that we have. So we can never pay that back. That's the basis of the whole problem. And then we just printed another, what, $6 trillion, right? Hey, it doesn't mean anything, so let's just get out another $6 trillion. And you need another $3 trillion? Well, you're going to have to eventually do something about that. And the only thing you can do about it you can give all your pieces to the controlling interest holder, let's say the Federal Reserve, and we'll all walk off this place that's called the corporate United States of America and leave the Federal Reserve Bank, whatever the heck they are. Are they really could they be the British East Indian Trading Company? I don't know. Maybe they're a different entity.
Think of it from the government side, Steve. You know, if they got rid of, coins and everything, the small denominations, man, the cities and the counties and everything, state, they wouldn't have to charge those mills, as a tax. They'd have to start, minimum, all we got is a dollar, so, we're going to start at a dollar. Man, are you talking about, all the money rolling in to the government coffers, if you want to call it money?
Yeah. But the shortage of change is, they're trying to get rid of coins, right? Get rid of coins. And then you get rid of paper, and it's all digital. We've been walking that direction for a long time. Let's not mince words. And everybody's more suitable to that. Now, timing comes down to be the biggest question. So we have about 120 days till the next election, the selection, where they choose between Biden and Trump, unless there's a surprise runner. I like the surprise runner type, situation. Seems more 2020 to me, but we'll see that as we go. But they won't do it before the election. The crash of the economy will have to happen after the election, and it's probably going to happen in 2021, coming into it, coming out of it, or something like that, and this is all based on nothing. Well, everything's based on nothing, right? And this is based on nothing. But the fact is, hey, if they crash it on Trump's watch, then what happens? Okay, I don't know. Well, they got a different direction, guys. 1-800-313-9443. I'd be interested to hear how you feel this crash of the economy is going to happen and so forth. I know there's a lot of pundits out there, and I don't even know what a pundit is. A lot of people with a lot of opinions, right? I heard that the Chinese are going to come up from Mexico, and they're all going to kick our butts, and we're going to be fighting with the Chinese, and here again, the Russians are going to nuke us. Well, man, really? Again? Right? And then the bird flu will go away, or the corona will go away. I don't know.
Steve, you know, I've kind of been thinking about possibly, you know, writing my own script for the government as to what's going to happen and submitting it and seeing if they would accept my script or, you know, or at least give me, you know, an idea of how much detail they wanted me to go into. Do they want me to write just a generalized script and then they'll, you know, send that out to the different, you know, little policy developers and let them develop, you know, the real intricacy parts of it? Or they just, I just wonder if they would accept it, because I could come up with something just about as interesting as what's going to happen, more than likely.
There you go. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio. You know, there's so much chaos going on in the world. I don't know where to actually to go with this, but I want to stay on the financial side and what is to come, right? And here's the point always is there's certain things that they're trying to achieve. So we know what's going to come or we don't. The mask thing, oh, I get it. You don't want to talk about masks anymore. You're kind of old. You know, I've heard it enough. Yeah, I have too. I've heard the fight of, well, if we'd all do it, we'd all be safe. And then you can argue logic. I get that, right? You know, so what's scientifically safe? Scientifically safe social distance, you'll get 1 meter, 2 meters, 6 feet, 5 feet. You get all sorts of things. And they go, well, it's just generally stay away from me and use your wisdom. So it really isn't scientific. I get it. And then, well, you got to trust the scientists. No, and you don't, right? Science is just a guessing game. And people feel that it's, well, it's the religion of science, I would probably wager to say.
Science is supposedly something that is not set. There's never a definite. Science means you always question. You're always looking. You're always probing. You don't just take one thing and say, oh, that's the end of it. I guess scientists are gone. No need for anyone else to become a scientist. We know everything. No, it's not the way it works.
But isn't that the definition, the modern definition of what a scientist is? You know,
in the technocratic age,
tell you the actual truth. They are the ones with the truth until the truth changed. I had a discussion last night about how eggs were bad for you. I mean, good for you. I mean, bad for you. I mean, good for you. And, you know, over time, you're like, well, now I'm confused. Now, are they good for me today or are they bad for me? Or, you know, what the hell? You know, and it all depends on who has the money, the Egg Council, the dang Dairy Council, right? You know, milk's bad for you. Milk's good for you. Well, milk's good for you if we sterilize it and then re-neutralize it. And it's like, whoa.
It was kind of one of those things, you know, Steve, that I don't know in today's world, but used to be, as I remember, brains were basically just kind of a big glob of fat sitting inside your skull. You know, if you don't intake any fats of any kind, your brain might disappear. Maybe that's what's wrong.
Alan, okay. See, you always screw up. You know, you use what's called facts, right? And this isn't about facts. It really is just about feelings. And
don't confuse me with the facts. My mind's made up. I love that phrase.
Right. It's the vegetarian problem, you know. Okay, I'm just going to eat plants, right? Because I don't want to eat any beings, any other life forms. And you go, okay, well, how are you going to get your fat? Well, I don't need fat, right? You know, what? Oh, okay. Well, beans have some fat. Oh, okay. And nuts have some fat, right? Okay. You can eat a lot of beans and nuts. But then the human body doesn't work that way. And I guess vegetarians would argue with me. But I don't think I got a lot of vegetarian listeners in the audience.
And you know, Steve, on that point,
hey, all in.
The one thing that vegetarians always say is like, well, just look at a cow. All it does is eat grass, and, you know, look how big they get and strong and everything. But they don't mention that a cow has four stomachs. It's a ruminant, and they use those stomachs to progressively break down the cellulose in the cell walls of the plants, which our system is not really designed to do just raw all the time. Some of it can, but a lot of it, it can't break it down enough to extract the nutrients out of it that's really required. So, I don't know. Just a thought.
I don't know. It's an interesting thought, but I would say that, you know, I've seen a cow eat a bumper, so they don't just only eat grass.
They eat all kinds
right?
of crap they, of mine, I can tell you that.
They eat a lot of stuff. And so that's
cows eat cows.
I've gone out
in the pasture and seen a cow lift its head up, and I'm like, what the hell is that? We've got a unicorn out here? You know, this cow raises up, and there's a cow died there, you know, years, you know, quite a while back, you know, and this cow's over there munching on a cow bone, getting the calcium from it.
You know, reprocessing it. So now it's a vampire cow? No.
Cannibal cows.
Blood. You're the cannibal cows, you know. Oh, God. And chickens, of course, eat their own and whatnot. Hopefully we won't be eating our own come the, you know, end of the corona. But do you expect the corona to actually stay with us, right, or disappear as the, you know, election comes and goes and all this crazy stuff, Alan? Where do you think the future lands us?
Well, man, this is when I wish I, you know, had just a little access to the back rooms where the scripts were being written. You know, we did Corona, Riot,